Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is going to be coming out of Jeremiah chapter 7, if you want to turn your Bibles with me. Don't think your church will make you safe. Don't think your church will make you safe. I know a lot of you people out there are churchgoers, and that's good. I think church is good. But don't think church will make you safe. You see, a lot of you've been going to the same church all your life. And your parents went to that church, and it's just been a routine in your life. And you think because you're in that church, somehow it will make you safe. And I'm here to tell you, don't think the church will make you safe. There's only one that can make you safe, and that's Jesus Christ, no matter where you're at. No matter if you're in the church or out of the church. No matter where you're living on this planet, only Jesus and Jesus alone can make you safe. You see, I've come across a lot of people, and they work in the church, and they won't talk to you unless you go to their church. Somehow, they can only identify you unless you're in the church. But the truth of the matter is, they think their church will make them safe. And somehow, they classify you, a believer, non-believer, the heathens over here, and I'm the churchgoer here. But I'm here to tell you, where they are wrong is they think because they're in the church that somehow they are safe and that they're going to heaven. And we have discussed over and over and how your pastor could possibly be taking you to hell. We have discussed over and over and how the church was actually the preachers and the priests were actually the ones to influence the crowd to free Barabbas and to crucify Christ. And we know today that the church literally takes the pictures of Jesus out in the cross. And so now the church is no more than a public whorehouse where all of evil now congregate. Literally, if you want to know where Satan in your community congregates, it's in the church. Because somehow Satan thinks if he can hide in the church, if he can use the church to make you believe that somehow they're safe. See, it's like, you ever watch these gangsters? Where do they always go after they murdered somebody? Well, they went in the church because somehow they thought the church would make them safe. You see, the biggest gangsters, the biggest devils, they always hide in the church, and you have to be aware of that. Jesus knew that. And I'm here to tell you that. Don't think your church is going to make you safe. So most of your evil criminals that play with your emotions, that literally rob the community, it's literally in the church, and all they want to do is just make the church better instead of making that community better. Yes, and this is why I want to tell you what Jeremiah chapter 7 says. It says, this is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Stand at the gate of the Lord's house and there proclaim the message. Hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah who came through these gates to worship the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Reform your ways and your actions, and I will let you live in this place. But do not trust in deceptive words and say, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. You ever heard of three strikes and you're out? Well, God had to say this three times to the people. Do not trust in the temple of the Lord. So how can don't think your church is going to make you safe. Don't think your church is going to make you safe. Don't think your church is going to make you safe. I'm going to tell you this. There is lying prophets which believe that as long as they were in the temple of the Lord, that somehow they were safe, that somehow they would be safe and people would, they'd probably look good in community, and somehow they thought that as long as they were in the church, that somehow God would look favorably upon them. And the truth of the matter is, it's totally opposite. So do not trust in the words of the lying prophets, which say, before the temple of the Lord ye shall worship, before the temple of the Lord ye shall worship, before the temple of the Lord ye shall adore. Yes, do not trust in the sacred place. Do not trust in sacred symbols. And they are nothing in the sight of God when the heart is not right within man. You see, they trusted in their sacred places. They trusted in their sacred symbols. And so they would express this kind of conviction in which they thought they would be safe is while they were in the church. So as long as they trusted in their church, they trust in their sacred symbols, they thought that they were safe. I'm here to tell you today that a lot of you are trusting more in your church than Jesus Christ. You think as long as you're in church every Sunday, somehow that makes you safe, somehow that makes you better than the community, and it doesn't. You need to realize something. Jesus is not in the Church of America today. He's not. Jesus has went out because why? We trust more in the church. They trust more in the church than they do Jesus Christ. So I want to continue to tell you, don't think that your church will make you safe. So the Bible goes on in Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 6, if you want to turn with me in your Bibles, if you really change your ways and your actions and deal with each other justly, if you do not oppress the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not follow other gods to your own harm, then I will let you live in this place, in the land I gave your ancestors forever and ever. And so what was happening, they were trusting more in the church. Meanwhile, they became wicked. Meanwhile, they would steal and they would murder and they would commit adultery and perjury. And they would even burn incense to Baal and they would follow other gods. But as long as they went into the temple, as long as they stood in the temple, they thought they were safe from all these detestable things. You see, a lot of people go to church and they think they're safe. They think somehow God has mercy on them. They think they're safe from their evil. But I'm here to tell you, don't think the church is going to make you safe. Because the time is coming when God is going to have enough. A time is coming when He's going to actually, judgment is going to fall upon America. And the time is coming and the church are going to be held responsible. Just like when the crowd said, Hosanna, Hosanna to Jesus Christ, and all of a sudden they said, crucify Him into free Barabbas. You need to understand something today. The time is coming when you cannot trust in your church. You can't run. So the Bible goes on in verse 8 of Jeremiah chapter 7, but look, you are trusting deceptive words that are worthless. Will you steal and murder and commit adultery and perjury and burn incense to Baal and follow other gods that you have not known and then come and stand before me in the house which bears my name and say we are safe? Safe to do all these detestable things? Has this house which bears my name become a den of robbers to you? But I've been watching, declares the Lord. Now, I have talked to a gentleman that says the church is the bride of Christ. And I think at one time, the church was the bride of Christ. But have you ever been married and you find out your bride was sleeping with another man? Have you ever been married and that bride was screwing your brother? You see, Jesus wanted to marry the church, but the church decided that they wanted another groom. So they went and married Satan. And so Jesus is saying, look, the church is supposed to bear my name. I don't want my name even associated with that church. Jesus is saying, I don't want my name even associated with that church. You see, you call yourself a church. Don't put my name on it, because we all know you're worshiping Satan in your church anyway. We all know you're worshiping your pastor. Don't tell me that's God's church. We know that's Satan's church. We know that's your family's church. We know Jesus had nothing to do with that evil damn church. We know the preacher just sucking money off the community. We know he's driving around an Escalade. We know he lives in a big house. We know he's all about money, power, and position. These are the key things of Satan. Okay? We know that he wants to control the minds of people so you can free Barabbas. Okay? And Jesus saying, don't put my name on your damn evil church anymore. We already know you took the cross down. Don't put my name on it. So they were dissuaded from they wanted to profit. They wanted to use the church for profit. So they thought, as long as they could make a profit off the church and somehow they were in a church, that somehow they were safe. And it reminds me of Matthew 21:12. When Jesus went into the temple courts and he drove out all those who were buying and selling there. And he overturned the tables and all the money changers and the seats of those selling doves. And he declared to them, it is written, my house will be called a house of prayer. But you are making it into a den of robbers. And so I get all the time, do not forsake the assembly of others. And I bet the cult leader said the same thing when Jesus was always talking about man should not be alone and should have two or more. But the cult leaders also said, do not forsake the assembly of others. Did they not? I'm here to tell you today that you can't think that your church is going to make you safe. You can't do it. And so many people are trusting more in their church than Jesus Christ, and they think their church is going to make them safe, and they think they have some kind of advantage in the church as long as they're part of this ceremonies and these sacrifices. And it is amazing that these men that they thought as long as they followed the tradition of the church that somehow that would have justified them, when actuality God had enough and said, don't put my name with you den of robbers. You're a bunch of thieves. You are a bunch of thieves charging people over $100,000, and you're thieves. So what does the Lord say in Jeremiah chapter 7? Go now to a place of Shiloh, where I first made a dwelling for my name, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. Why are you doing all these things, declares the Lord? I spoke to you again and again, but you did not listen. I called you, but you did not answer. Therefore, what I did to Shiloh, I will now do to the house that bears my name, the temple you trust in, the place I gave you as your ancestors. And your ancestors, I will thrust you from my presence, just as I did all of your fellow Israelites, the people of Ephraim. Maybe your father went to church and the church was good, maybe 50 years ago. Maybe your neighbor went to church and it was good. But I'm here to tell you today, the church has now people go to church, they think they can hide. When what God wants us to do is to change our lives, what God wants us to do is to look at ourselves and really ask, are we putting Jesus in the front of the church? Is Jesus really the center of your worship, or is it the pastor? Is Jesus really the head? Colossians 1:18. Is he really the supremacy? Does he have the supreme authority over your life today? This is the question. But no, a lot of you, Jesus is not the supreme authority. No, you think because you went to the church every Sunday that somehow that made you safe. Now listen, the Bible says, so here it is, Jeremiah is standing at the gate of the temple. Probably wasn't even welcome in the church, which was the temple. They probably didn't want him. Jeremiah was kicked out of society. They didn't want him. And then he would watch people come through these temples, and he knew how evil they were. Can I tell you something? I know a lot of people, they go to church, and when they run their business, it's just amazing. I had one guy I wanted to lay pavement. I'm thinking maybe $2,000 to lay pavement on my driveway. The guy goes to church, and I said, hey, could you come to my house, and could you give me an estimate on how much it would be to lay pavement? I mean, the guy was a good guy, goes to church, I come back, he wants $11,000. I said, well, how can you live with yourself? You see, what's really happening is we have people in the church that are really outside of the church, they're running their business very evil. And you need to understand something today. Look at Venezuela, the country of Venezuela, all right? It used to be a very prosperous country, the most beautiful women. And now, the countries went under. Why? Because everybody wanted more until there was nothing left. More, more, more. When every human being on this planet wants more, 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 there's going to be nothing left. Nothing left. Why are there more churches being built, more churches being built, more churches being built? Why? Because they want more, more, more. Until there's nothing left. So the Bible says, but you are trusting in these deceptive words. You think being in church is going to make you safe. And God says, you see, I just destroyed the temple. I do not want my name associated with your church. I wonder if Jesus went to your church, he would want to be associated with you, man. I don't think Jesus would want to be associated with your church. I really don't. I don't. He would say, don't put my name on your church. And he'd probably walk in and you probably have a banner of Jesus, which is good. But he would probably look at just how disgusting and wicked the leaders of the church are. And he would say, don't put my name on that church. Bunch of wicked damn bastards. Evil is what you are. Stop using my church for personal gain. I mean, how many people today in America really, they love their church more than Jesus Christ? I mean, they literally, they can't function outside the church. They can't even associate with you unless you go to their church. I mean, that's their whole identity. And Jeremiah, the same people today are the same people. They would go through the gates in the temple, back out and back out and back out. And they thought as long as they were in church, it'd be safe. But Jeremiah, who was a prophet, he knew that destruction was coming. He knew the priests and the preachers became corrupt, playing with people. And what were they doing? Well, the children, they would gather wood, and the fathers would be lighting fires. And the woman, they would knead all these dough, and they would make cake, and they would offer it to the Queen of Heaven. Just like today, we see that there's Queen of Heaven Catholic churches today, and a lot of the Catholics and a lot of the other folks, they think, go into their church every Sunday, that's going to make them safe. And God is saying, do not plead to me. I will not listen to you. Do you not see? Do you not see what they are doing? The whole people, they're worshiping the Queen of Heaven. And so they're pouring out these drink offerings to these other gods. Why? They wanted to arouse God's anger. So, what does God say? Therefore, this is in verse 20. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. My anger and my wrath will be poured out on this place. On man and beast, on the trees of the fields, on the crops of your land. It will be burned and not be quenched. Now the first thing, how God destroys man is literally he will destroy the lower creation. He will first destroy the land. Then he will destroy the animals of the land. And as you can see, carbon dioxide is very low, which creates the oxygen. If carbon dioxide is low, we don't have plants. And if we don't have plants, we don't have oxygen. And so the oxygen level is low, so everybody's carrying these oxygen tanks now. So first things first, the whole God, when God puts judgment upon the land on this planet, it will be the land, the animals, and then man. And all we got to do is look at how many fish are dying, birds are dying, animals are dying all across this planet. So don't think that your church is going to make you safe. Do not think your church is going to make you safe. Your church is not going to make you safe, no. You can hide in your church all that you want. You can look down on people that don't go to your church all that you want. And you can think because this is the temple of the Lord or this is God's house that somehow you're safe and you're doing the right thing, when actuality, Jesus does not even be recognized with you. That you trust more in your church, you trust more in your sacred places, and your heart is not even right. Can I just talk to you? I talked to a lady. She said, my husband has a problem with pornography. Meanwhile, she drinks Mountain Dew every day. She doesn't take care of herself. And her butt is so huge. Okay? I mean, she's way overweight. She's so disgusting. And she comes and says, my husband's into pornography. Well, have you ever looked at your big fat ass, ma'am? You ever looked how big your ass is? Do you think your husband really wants that? Do you think your husband really wants that big fat ass of yours? I mean, why do you think he's going to pornography? Can you just stop drinking all the Mountain Dew? Can you just take better care of yourself or your husband? Now, I'm not making fun of overweight people, but come on, guys, this is ridiculous. And so here's the people. They would steal, and they would murder, and they would commit adultery and perjury, and they would go through those temple gates while Jeremiah would watch them every single Sunday or whatever that day was in Jeremiah's time. Some argue Saturday, some argue Sunday. Every single time they would go through the temple, and Jeremiah said, don't think that going to your church is going to make you safe. Don't you think that? But you are trusting in deceptive words, which were a total lie, and you said, this is the temple of the Lord. See, they thought they were safe. They thought God was in the church, the temple. Never was. So here I am. I tell people this, and all of a sudden I'm the white devil again. So they want to, you know, demonize me, and Pastor Dean, you're the white devil, and you're bad, and you know, how dare you say something like that? Well, what does the Bible say in verse 21? This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Go ahead, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat the meat yourself. For when I brought your ancestors out of Egypt and spoke to them, I did not just give them commands about burnt offerings and sacrifices, but I gave them this command, obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in obedience to all I command you, that it may go well with you. But they did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they followed the stubborn inclinations of their evil hearts. They went backwards and not forward. I don't know about you today, but I love the old time religion. I love the old time church. But they, you know, we are not going forward, we're going backwards. And from the time your ancestors left Egypt until now, day after day, again and again, I sent you my servant the prophets. But they did not listen to me or pay attention. They were stiff-necked and did more evil than their ancestors. So here we see how the church, how the temples became evil and evil and evil. And who was it that crucified Jesus to the cross? Well, it was who persuaded the people? Well, it was the church leaders. So when you tell them all this, they will not listen to you. When you call to them, they will not answer. Therefore, say to them, this is the nation that has not obeyed the Lord its God or responded to correction. Truth has perished and it has vanished from their lips. Why did Israel at that time vanish? Because of truth. They no longer accepted truth about themselves. They no longer looked at themselves. We all have to look at ourselves. Why? Because we're all evil. Now, I understand some of you really love your church. And I think church is great for people. If it's run properly. It's like this. Anything that God created the church for a purpose to point you to Jesus Christ and to uplift you. When a church is running in that fashion, the church is a good place to be. But now the church is a place of oppression and where Satan is on the pulpit and he's oppressing you. When all he does is want to take from you and he wants to look down on you, he wants to make you feel guilty. And you ever go to church, you feel guilty? That's because they've oppressed you. And this is happening all over America today. So the church has literally become evil, and this is why we need Jesus back in America. And I want to tell all you people that are listening to this today, don't think your church will keep you safe. This is why we need Jesus back in America, do we not? We not only need Jesus back in America, we need Jesus back in our church. I want to encourage you today to take a big picture of Jesus, whether it's a black Jesus, a white Jesus, an Asian Jesus. It don't matter. Put a big picture of Jesus in your church. Put Jesus back in your life. Put Jesus back in your heart. And let's put Jesus back in America. Because without Jesus, we have no hope. And without Jesus, we have no future. What about you today? Do you want Jesus in your life? You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be well known. Who cares? Nobody gives a damn about me. The world will probably not care about you. Matter of fact, you're probably not good enough for those religious bastards in the church anyway. Okay? But I'm talking to you. I'm telling you, to Jesus, you're good enough. And you are holy enough. And you are capable of enough. And everything's good about you because you're part of this human existence. You're part of this human life. And God wants to work great things in your life. He wants to empower you to overcome these evil spirits of the world and give you strength. And I'm here to tell you today that you need Jesus back in your life. You need Jesus back in your marriage. You need Jesus back in your finances. You need Jesus back in your church. We need Jesus back in America. We need Jesus back in the trees. We need Jesus back in the land. Oh, come on, somebody. You need Jesus. And I'm here to tell you, don't think your church is going to make you safe. Don't think your church is going to make you safe.
Yeah, something of a strong wind is coming over me. It's got a hold of me. Yeah. Thinking and doing things I shouldn't be. I really shouldn't be. Yeah, but one more call is the one more what you're doing right now. It's the one more trip to my side of town and you walk right in. I'm not in love, but one more time is not in love. something myself.